Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Today we're conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station?
No.
Okay. All right, just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Why does that matter?
It's just a part of the survey.
Black.
Thank you very much. Okay, and what is your age?
23.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm thinking about, I'm going to vote, definitely.
Sorry?
I will vote.
Okay. So definitely vote will be the best option or probably vote?
I'll vote.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
6.
Thanks, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Neutral.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I say in the middle.
Well, the options that we have are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So first name, Tammy Baldwin.
I'll say 70.
70, okay, thank you. Project 2025?
70.
The Republican Party?
50.
Sorry, 50 or 60?
50.
50, thank you. Kamala Harris?
70.
The Democratic Party?
50.
J.D. Vance?
60.
Donald Trump?
50.
Joe Biden?
70.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Courtney West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
I wouldn't even know, honestly.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Thank you. And what do you need to hear more about the candidates in order to make a decision?
Sure.
I mean, is there something in specific that you would like to hear from any of them to take your decision, to make a choice?
Pretty much. I mean, it's like ever since Biden done dropped out, it's like, I don't know, it's just been everywhere. Like on TV, they showing bad sides about both presidents that's trying to become president. So it's like, I really don't know who to vote for, you know?
Okay. All right. Give me just a moment.
Is this a survey?
Yes, it is. Okay, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris.